Old Testament reading for February the 23rd in 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to the Old Testament reading of Scripture. This week it comes from Psalm 37, and I want to share verses 1 through 13. This is also known as a Psalm of David. Don't worry about the wicked. Don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence as clear as the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop your anger. Turn from your rage. Do not envy others. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, for those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. In a little while, the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Those who are gentle and lowly will possess the land. They will live in prosperous security. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance, but the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. This psalm is about commitment. And I want to share the commentary that's in my Bible about this particular psalm. It says when we check our bags at the airline terminal, we commit them to the carrier to be transported to our destination. We are, in a sense, trusting people we don't even know to care for our possessions. When we commit ourselves in obedience to the Lord, we are trusting our behavior and our decisions to his guidance, putting ourselves with all of our baggage into his hands. How much more than an anonymous airline worker can the God who knows and loves us to be trusted with our final destination. Pray you know where your final destination is, and if you trust in the Lord, you'll be there in time.